Welcome to the Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today, we begin a new series, Run Through the Bible with Pastor Ed Young, where we dive into the seamless story of the 66 books of the Bible. In today's message titled The Old Testament, we'll get an overview of the Old Testament and its relevance for today. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called The Old Testament. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Today we begin with the Old Testament. If you're like me, and I hate to confess this, I grew up as a pastor's kid, as most of you know. Had the opportunity to be involved in great churches. Had some cool Bible study teachers, Sunday school teachers then. I went off to a Bible college. I majored in Christianity and communication. I attended the largest evangelical seminary in the world for 4 years. I received my Master's of Divinity. I took several doctrinal classes, and I left during the middle of that to help start Fellowship. So I've had some really great theological teaching. Brilliant men and women have taught me God's Word, and I'm thankful for that. However, no one in my ADD mind ever really helped me, I hate to confess this, but we are in church, help me see the flow and the story and the context of Scripture. In other words, I never really felt like very many people zoomed out and told me, okay, Ed, here is the backdrop of what you're talking about. Because I took a story over here, wow, that's a cool story about Adam and Eve. Took a story over there, Jonah getting swallowed by a fish, are you kidding me? Or maybe a scripture verse in the book of Judges, everyone did what was right in their own eyes, the Bible says, and they all messed up. So I would take bits and pieces and stories, maybe like you, and I found myself missing the flow, the context of stuff. And I think as you look at our culture today, I think you would say in all fields of thought that we're sort of like that, whether it be in economics, whether it be in government, whether it be in history. So often we just look at one little aspect and miss the flow. Well, let's talk about the Old Testament. 39 books written by 28 authors over 2,000 years. 2,000 years, this story. Then you have the New Testament, which was written over a generation. So in the New Testament, it took them about a generation to write that. The Old Testament, 2,000 years. The Old Testament, one of my professors told me, is the New Testament concealed. And the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. It's very important to understand the Old Testament. You might be going, well, why? Well, when Jesus referred to the scriptures, he was talking about the Old Testament. When the Apostle Paul was talking about the scriptures, he was talking about the Old Testament. All of the doctrines in the New Testament have their foundation in the Old Testament. What's so funny is, I read a recent survey that in most evangelical churches, 9 out of 10 messages are from the New Testament. And I get it, that's great. But we're leaving out these 39 books. That's why so often, if you look back at the menu of all of the messages that we've done at Fellowship for 28 years, there is a pretty balanced menu regarding the text of the New Testament and the text of the Old Testament. So let's start our run in the beginning. What do you think? In the beginning. See this apple? And I'm gonna fly through this. We're running now. See this apple? That's the first icon. God made man. I don't know how he did it. No one knows. The Bible said it happened in days. Were those days squillions of years or 24 hours? I have no idea. The Bible says we have a free will. God did not make us like robots. He gave us a choice. Adam and Eve chose, did they not, to do their own thing their own way. They turned, sinned before God. They tried to become rulers of their own lives. I still fight that. And so do you. Yet I want you to notice something right here. Here's a point of application. God always initiates. He initiated this. He made man. Man had a choice. We fumbled the ball. We failed. We were evicted out of the garden because of our sin. God's holy. He's perfect. We're not. So man had some problems. You got the flood. You've got all sorts of craziness. You have things we'll talk about later, the Tower of Babel. But let's move on to the franchise players. God picked a man, Abraham, from Ur of the Chaldees. He picked his son Isaac and his son Jacob, these franchise players. They're not perfect. They're fallen and fallible. Yet these guys are men of faith. And he told Abraham, hey, Abraham, you're going to father an amazing group of people. I mean, the group of people you're going to father, they'll be as numerous as the sand on the seashore, as the stars in the sky. Even though Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, we learned several weeks ago, was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, even though they were whacked in many ways, even though they were screwed up in many ways, literally, God used them. Another point of application. I'm glad that God hits straight licks with crooked sticks. I heard that a long time ago. I'm a crooked stick, so are you. Isn't that great? That's God's grace and mercy. So to fill in the blank again, the fall of man, that's the apple, right? Secondly, the franchise players, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob had a son named Joseph. Joseph was the guy with the Gucci coat, the favored son. He was sold into Egyptian slavery by his own family. You think you come from a dysfunctional family? What? They sold him into Egyptian slavery, told his dad he'd been killed. This is Joseph. We're talking Joseph. He goes down to Egypt and he becomes the leader, the man of this country. And because they had holy foods, and Jacob's family and their loved ones were in a famine, the family cruised down to Big Egypt, and they decided, hey, we like Egypt. Joseph's the man. Everything's cool. And they hung out in Egypt, and they stayed in Egypt longer and longer, and Joseph clocked out, and then you have them multiplying because the children of Israel went to God's fertility clinic of faith and reproduction, and you have this massive nation in Egypt. So they're in Egyptian bondage for 400 years. I mean, they're most of the gross national product of the Egyptians, the Israelites. Well, bring in Moses. Starting at power forward, Moses, he had some serious momentum. Oh, Lord, I can't lead. I can't lead the people out because I stutter, because I'm not very eloquent. I just can't do it. Yet God picks unlikely people to do amazing things. So Moses takes them out of Egyptian slavery. Don't you see the foreshadowing again? Don't you see Jesus here? You see, we're in bondage to sin. So the Israelites are emancipated. They're free. And God sends them to the place where the old covenant went down. I'm talking about Mount Sinai. I'm talking about the Ten Commandments. God gives Moses the Ten Commandments. He gives Moses also the schematic of the tabernacle, very important, which is going to be a portable dwelling place of the presence of God until they close a real estate deal in the Promised Land.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
So now, Moses receives the Ten Commandments. He receives how the tabernacle should be built. And you have Israel on this vacation, which is supposed to take, I don't know, maybe a month or two. It took them 40 years. Why? Because they were not obedient. Here's another point of application. When we're obedient, rewards and blessings happen. I know it's simple, but let's just look at the story. When we're disobedient, we end up in slavery. We end up wandering in the wilderness. Instead of getting from point A to point B in a direct fashion, we go around and down and here and there and yonder. Because the people were disobedient, God allowed them to die in the wilderness. But a new person takes over when Moses' ticket is punched. Joshua. And Joshua takes this new Hebrew generation into the Promised Land. Here's what God said to him. This is huge. God said, hey, Joshua, take out, push out, destroy every ungodly object and person from the land I've given you. Remember, he promised the A-train, Abraham, all of that stuff. Abraham, you're the man. You're gonna father a great nation. I'll give you this great place, this great tract of land. But you've got to obey me. God says, J-man, tell your people, the 12 tribes, move everybody out. They almost did. I mean, they almost did. And here's what I've learned about my life. Maybe you've not learned this, but partial obedience is disobedience. Yeah, I'm partially faithful to my spouse. I'm partially honest in business. I'm partially, you know, a stand-up guy on my football team. I mean, what? So if we don't deal with the sin and chicanery in our lives, it'll come back and bite us And that's what happened to God's people. You're like, come on, God's people. What are you smoking? What are you thinking? I mean, God's told you what to do. He's given you this amazing piece of real estate, and you're not going to do what he said to do. So they mess up. So when they mess up, God sends judges. Samson was a judge. Samuel was a judge. Gideon was a judge. Cats like that. So judges, we have the spin cycle of rebellion. Forgetting God. Falling. Failure. Forgiveness. The spin cycle of sin and rebellion. Don't you know these judges were frustrated? Trying to bring them back, trying to open up a can, trying to get up in their grill. Well, here's what the people did. Okay, kids love to say this, don't they? They love to look at someone else and go, I want what they have. They have this. And it starts when they're tiny, and it continues when they're teenagers. It's unbelievable. I'm that way. Well, he has this. I need that. As adults, I want that too. So God's people saw the neighboring nations, these ungodly nations that had kings. God, we want a king too. We want a king too. Hashtag we want a king too was floating around everywhere. It was really, really popular. Well, you know what God did? And this is interesting, God did this. And God moves in mysterious ways. There's no doubt. God said, well, you want a king? You really want a king? Okay. And God is that way. Have you ever thought about this? Again, it's part of a freedom of choice we have. When we get to the end of our life, God is not going to slam dunk anybody to hell. We make that choice. God's going to simply give us a greater measure of what we desired on planet Earth. And it was almost like his people were saying, we want a king. We want a king so bad. We want a king. You do? Who did God give them? Saul. Wow. Oh, he's handsome. He had like 4.3 million followers on Insta. I mean, this guy was GQ shredded. He didn't have a six pack, he had an eight pack. Had the right tats on and everything. He was just like the man. But he was so eaten up with envy, jealousy. He spent most of his life trying to kill David. And finally he said, bleh, 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 bleh. That's all, folks. If you're over 40, you got it. But if you're a millennial, you're like, what's he talking about? I don't give all of my humor for millennials, sorry. That humor was for those of us 40 and over. That's all, folks. That's Saul. Saul, did you get it? Help me up here, remember. Help me. Then you've got David. Well, David was awesome, but he messed up because he went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, that was a joke for everyone. So Saul messed up, and you can just see that the kings didn't get God's people where they wanted to go. And because Saul messed up, David, because of the stall of Saul, all of that, the kings, there were other kings, didn't work out. So you have the division. The division of the 12 tribes, very important. Israel in the north, Judah in the south. Where are the prophets, Ed? People like, you know, these mouthpieces of God, prophets. Isaiah and Jeremiah and Nahum and Habakkuk and people like that and Micah and Malachi. Well, the prophets are going to be in this zone. They're going to be here in the split. They're going to be here during the eviction and they're also going to be here during the return, the prophets. Does that help everybody? So it's not like, oh, Malachi, I guess he was over here when the children of Israel. No. Malachi is way over in this zone. You have this division. Well, whenever we look to man for answers, I'm gonna search for my king away from God, we always end up living a divided life. Isn't that true? So you have, this is scary here, Assyria, because God will allow us to choose our choices, another point of application, but not our consequences. Let me say that again. God will allow us to, students, choose our choices. That's a free country. Yeah. But we can't choose our consequences. And when we look to man, oh, we want a king too. Away from God, division. So Assyria comes in and they take 10 of the northern tribes from Israel out. We never hear from them again. Who knows what happened? Gone. The two tribes, Judah, were taken captive from the Babylonians, and then Persia comes in and conquers everybody, and they allow some of the Jews to come back to J-Town, Jerusalem, rebuild the walls, Nehemiah, worship, Ezra. And then you have it all moving toward Malachi, who says, you're still not living for the Lord. You have moments in the spin cycle of sin, but you're still, read the book of Malachi, last book in the Old Testament, under a curse. So wait a minute. Genesis, they're under a curse. So they started there with a curse, and now all the way here, a curse. The Old Testament is more of a sideways movement of history. Isn't that interesting? Sideways. Yeah, I mean, obviously, God is revealing himself more and more. Obviously, we see God's redemptive plan in the garden. We see it mirrored with bondage and being freed up. We see, of course, God judging and warning, and then we see, you know, repentance coming back to J-Town. But, wow, Malachi, it ends with a curse, and then you have 400 years of their phones being on silent. 400 years of silence. And you just thought it was a page that separated the Old Testament and the New Testament in your Bible. Oh, there's a blank page. No. 400 years. You have the Pharisees and Sadducees and Greeks and Romans and all this crazy chaos. Whew. That's the Old Testament. That is the context and some of the concepts of the Old Testament. But I want you to get the content. I've talked about the context and the concepts, but what's the content? The content is Jesus.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has encouraged you as we explore the profound principles of the Bible that guide us toward a life of freedom and fulfillment. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time for more of our series, Run Through the Bible, led by Pastor Ed, as he delivers a message on the New Testament and shows us how all Scripture points to Jesus. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.